93.4 Auckland's Breeze with Robert and Jeanette. It's 9 minutes past eight.
Hello. Gosh, it was beautiful weather on the weekend, wasn't it? Did you notice on Saturday? I noticed these things because of the sport.
Yes.
2 soccer games and 3 netball on Saturday. And it was just beautiful for the winter sport. It was cold, but it was beautiful. Sadly, a little bit of rain this week starting today. Should be clear by lunchtime today, but lots of rain coming for the rest of the week.
I'm a little nervous and very excited to have in the studio Lucy Lawless.
Nervous.
We started out together, bro.
Well, it was many years ago. Yeah. Many years ago.
What do you mean you started out together?
Well, just in this crazy career of broadcasting and media and all that kind of stuff. So I've kind of
coming
sat on the sidelines.
Yeah.
No, I auditioned for some things that Robbie got. Like there was the music show, but really I wasn't that into music. Not like you guys were.
I also auditioned for Zena, but I missed out on that as well.
We had the physique for it, didn't you?
And
here we are together.
Nice. Pleasure Dome. Oh, man. Where do we start?
With, you know, back, we've all seen documentaries of Studio 54 and Limelight, and we wonder, what would that have been like? And this is our chance. We feel like Auckland needs a party. Everybody's invited, and it's pumping, thumping psychedelic music, all the biggest hits of the 80s.
So the traditional
idea all of, them.
Of going to the theatre is you go, you walk up to the front door and you walk in and you take your seat, that's great, but the experience for Pleasure Dome starts before you even get to the show.
That's right. You walk in to this rather inauspicious looking building.
Which is a warehouse out on Pawtucky Road, right?
Right, where we filmed Ash vs. Evil Dead. It's where our hero's hometown was, 1980s Michigan. And we were trying to find a footprint to house this rather unique, quite enormous show. And couldn't find it.
Yeah.
We're like, let's turn that into 1980s New York. Like before it was cleaned up by Rudy Giuliani and Disney, they literally cleaned up Times Square.
Yeah.
So this is when that nightclub life and disco and rather bad hedonistic behavior mushroomed. So this is like kind of like being on a roller coaster. When there's no real danger, being wild is fun. So we want you all to dress up.
People come dress up.
Freak flag fly.
I've still got the double row stud belt. I'm okay.
You do.
I start with that.
Yeah, I got the feathered earrings, blue eyeliner.
Oh, lots of that.
Spaghetti jeans.
Yes.
Right skirt.
Oh, my goodness.
Can I ask you about the music? What songs are we going to hear?
If you imagine Frankie Goes to Hollywood having an enormous baby with, let's say, Chaka Khan, and this baby explodes its talent all over the world.
Oh, my God.
That's what we're putting on stage. And you're in amongst it. Like, that we have two sort of, I will say mosh pits, but it's more similar.
Have you seen us lately?
And there are tables for people who want to sit at tables. It's a full bar. When you walk in, you go through the subway and you enter into a New York street.
Oh, this is ridiculous. It sounds amazing.
There is food, there is alcohol. This is not a kids' show.
Okay.
This has got adult things like drug use. It's all, you know, that's Studio 54. It's everything that went with that.
And you're Sappho.
I'm playing Sappho, the hedonistic diva, is what they call me. I'm your guide for the evening.
Who are some of the other talents with you?
Moses Mackay from
Calm down.
He can sing R&B. He can sing like an African American, and not everybody can, you know, but he nails it. We've got Vince Harder there as well. Vince Harder, yes, he's playing a drug dealer. He's playing someone who's kind of my, not only my pusher, but kind of my nemesis.
Okay.
And he wants something for something. And, yeah, I'm playing this over-the-hill nightclub diva who's given everything up for style and beauty and nightclub music, you know, for the beat.
Here's what I'm willing to do, Jeanette. You know that I was hairdressing apprentice of the year 1987.
You don't want to go
in
on
the
about
Auckland
it, but
region.
You do.
Yeah. That's right, you had long hair, right?
Yeah. I'm willing to get a banana clip and do some bad coming, so you are ready to go.
Baby! Welcome back to the 80s. Oh, Lucy Lawless, thank you so much for stopping by. This looks unmissable.
Yeah, you're going to want to come more than once. You can get tickets at Ticketek, and some of them are. We've tried to make it really affordable for people. If you want to be in the mosh pit for the, there are cheaper tickets. Can't remember the price. Is it $29? Cheaper tickets. Can't remember. Anyway, look on Ticketek.
Yeah.
I'll be there answering the phones, and we tried to make it so that everybody can come and be part of this because New Zealand deserves a party. Times are hard, right?
Auckland especially.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you, Lucy.
My pleasure.
So much fun.
It looks really cool.
Yeah.
Hey? Pleasure Dome will open September 28th. Tickets on sale now from Ticketek. And tickets do start, as Lucy said, $29 plus a little bit of a booking fee.
You got Robert and Jeanette here on The Breeze.
You walked into the room and now my heart has been stolen. you took me back in time to when I was unbroken. Now you're all I want, and I knew it from the very first moment. 'Cause the light came on when I heard that song, and I want you to sing it again.